This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Social media influencers have been encouraging kids to self-harm through an odorless powder easily available in stores and online. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports dozens of Colorado suicides have been linked to sodium nitrate. Now the state could be one of the first to crack down on it.
The food additive is cheap, easily accessible, and deadly in small doses, which is why it's become a poison of choice for online groups that encourage suicide. Former District Attorney Bruce Brown's son, Bennett, took a fatal dose after learning about it on the internet.
My son was 17. For somebody to have encouraged him to take his life makes me very angry.
The chemical's been linked to about 30 suicides in the state since 2018. Lawmakers want to strictly regulate its sale and labeling. They also may consider a law to limit pro-suicide messaging online. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
If you or someone you know may be considering suicide, contact the National Suicide Crisis Lifeline by dialing 988 or the Crisis Text Line by texting HOME to 741741. Evacuating from a wildfire in 2017 was a life-changing experience for Colorado's first representative on the EPA's new National Youth Advisory Council. 18-year-old Gabriel Nagel is now a freshman at Stanford.
While our home was fine when we returned, other neighbors were not as fortunate. And that left a real impact on me because I realized that climate change wasn't just something of the future. It was of the present, and it was here and now.
Nagel hopes to inspire other young people to get involved in the fight against climate change. And this is CPR News and KRCC.